So I invite you now to find a comfortable position in which you are centered and alert. For example, if you're seated in a chair, you could lean slightly forwards, straighten your back, drop your shoulders, and press your feet gently into the floor. Feel the flow of gravity flowing down your spine from your head right the way down to your feet. Now, bring to mind a reality gap you are struggling with. Take a few moments to reflect on the nature of this gap, to remember what has happened, to consider how it is affecting you, and to think about how it might impact your future. See if you can tap into the difficult thoughts and feelings associated with this painful issue in your life. Once you're in touch with a reality gap and you find there are some difficult feelings showing up, perhaps some worries or anxieties, perhaps some anger, fear, guilt or sadness, take one of your hands and imagine that this is the hand of somebody very kind and caring and compassionate. Perhaps at some point in your past you've had a person that reached out to you with a real sense of warmth and kindness and caring. See if you can put that same sense of warmth and kindness and caring into your own hand. Place this hand slowly and gently on whichever part of your body hurts the most. Perhaps you feel the pain more in your chest, or perhaps in your head or neck or stomach. Wherever it is most intense, lay your hand there. If you're feeling this pain all over your body, just pick the part of your body that somehow feels more intense than the rest. And if you've gone numb, then lay your hand on the part of your body that feels most numb. On the other hand, if you're feeling neither pain nor numbness, if you're not really feeling anything in particular, then simply place your hand on the center of your chest over the region where your heart is. Allow your hand to rest on your body lightly and gently. Feel it against your skin or against your clothes. Feel the warmth flowing from the palm of your hand into your body. Now imagine your body softening up around this pain, a sense of loosening up, softening up and making space. As you feel that warmth flowing into and around the pain, see if you can hold it gently, hold it lightly, hold it as if it is a crying baby or a whimpering puppy dog. Hold it like it's a priceless work of art or a fragile butterfly. Feel the warmth flowing from your hand into and around this pain or this feeling of numbness, or simply feel it flowing into your heart. Imagine that in some magical, special way your heart is opening up, softening up, making room for this pain or this hurt or this numbness. See if you can infuse this gentle action with caring and warmth, as if you are reaching out to someone you truly care about. If somebody that you really love or care about were in similar pain or similar strife to what you are going through right now, and if you wanted to reach out to this person with warmth and kindness, see if you can do the very same thing to yourself right now in this moment. It's as if the kindness just flows from your fingers into your body. Now use both of your hands in one kind gesture. Gently place one hand upon your chest over the heart region and lay the other hand gently on top of your stomach. And let them just rest there. Let them rest there gently and hold yourself kindly, infusing your body with that caring warmth. Take as long as you wish to sit in this manner, connecting with yourself, caring for yourself, contributing comfort and support. This track is coming to an end very shortly, but you might like to pause at the end of the track and continue this exercise for a few minutes. You can do this for as little or as long as you wish. Whether you do it 5 seconds or 5 minutes, it really doesn't matter. It's the spirit of kindness that counts when you make this gesture. It's not the duration of it. So holding yourself gently, holding yourself kindly, just really taking the moment to appreciate that deep connection with yourself.